My name is Abby the Nomad, Indian rapper, currently living in Austin, Texas. I picked the name Abby the Nomad because all my life, my family has been moving around. It's this thing called, we call them TCKs, or third culture kids, where their parents are expats or diplomats and they move around all the time. So nomad is like, that's literally all I know. So when I was growing up, and, you know, shifting from country to country kind of messed me up a little bit because you don't really have a sense of home or a sense of identity. You kind of have to cultivate that for yourself everywhere that you go. The first time I landed here and then I, you know, walked out of the airport and had a couple hours here and there, and then one day and 2 days passed, I thought, wow, this is America? I don't know what I was looking for, but my whole life I had heard that this country in itself was a mecca for stars, music, glamour, you know, all that stuff. I went to the most uninteresting place, Thousand Oaks, California. That's where my university was. And yeah, there's nothing there. And it's just like homes and stuff. So that's where I got to experience America for the first time. I had to move from California back to India and then to France because my time in the United States had somewhat expired. So I was on a student visa and I'd graduated. So it felt like I was, you know, nation hopping without a cause or a purpose. No friends, no family. This time I wasn't with my parents or anything. And I didn't know anyone there. There was just not much happiness I could pull out of that situation being by myself. I felt like I was at rock bottom. So it gave me a good motivation to kind of push myself to get back to the United States and make something of my life. And so after France, I made it back to America. I chose to move to Austin on a whim, on a complete whim. It was me and my girlfriend, and she was in California at the time. We had never been here, but we had heard there's a lot of music, it'd be great for my career, and she wanted something fresh. You know, I wanted to get out of California, so we were like, okay, we'll just pack up our stuff and go. And that's what we did. Yeah, that's pretty much it. We literally had no idea what we were coming into. So we just drove here. So when we got to El Paso, we were like, yeah, we were in Texas. And then 10 hours later, we got to Austin. We were like, wow, this is a big state. And then we noticed, wow, they have big things here. We saw like big gas stations and like big freeways and big everything. And, you know, we had to stay in a hotel for a couple of days. We went around. There's so much to do here and so many cool things to see. And then we went downtown and we were like, wow, like this is really cool. And I think, yeah, we just fell in love with it. The moment that I knew that I loved Austin was when I ate Rudy's. And I'm talking half pound, extra moist. And now we do, actually, now we do half pound extra moist outer cut, because then they give you the grain that's burned on the top. Fantastic. And their cream corn is amazing. And the home potatoes are pretty nice, too. So, yeah, that was one of the main things, was a brisket. It was out of this world.